comes the After Buzz. Why? Just because it's the After Buzz.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another episode of the After Buzz podcast. My name is Nico Edgemine, your host of the After Buzz, and with me is Buzz Adams.
Hello. That was me spitting rhymes there at the beginning.
Good day, sir. Good day to you, sir. So on today's episode of the After Buzz, we are going to be talking about five movies that were filmed but never released.
Oh,
and the reasons
I have a favorite that I suspect is on the list.
All right. How about you?
Can I throw it out and you tell me, does it make the list?
Sure.
A Jerry Lewis movie called The Day the Clown Cried.
The Day the Clown Cried.
It is.
It is on there.
This is the stuff of legend.
What do you know about it?
That he played, you know, and it's weird because there was a Robin Williams movie that had kind of a similar plot. He was a clown who was in a Nazi concentration camp. Again, I've never seen this. I don't think anybody has.
An imprisoned clown who entertains Jewish children
on their way to the gas chambers.
For decades, people made fun of the idea.
I mean, it's kind of similar to Life is Beautiful. That one with Roberto Benigni won an Academy Award. And then I swear, didn't Robin Williams do a thing where he was like somehow entertaining kids in the horrific setting of a Nazi concentration camp?
Not that I know of. I know he did Patch Adams.
Okay. Well, it's not Patch Adams.
Well, so Jerry Lewis paid for a lot of the production himself, and he's the one that shelved it.
It was kind of a passion project for Jerry Lewis.
He said, he told Entertainment Weekly, you will never see it. No one will ever see it because I'm embarrassed at the poor work. Mm-hmm. It is considered a notorious lost film. All right. So that one starts off our number five. Let's talk about one a little bit more recent, Batgirl. It's
Felicia Silverstone?
No.
Were they going to make it with?
So it's probably the most shocking movie never to be released because it was thought to be a potential future blockbuster. It was a $90 million movie that starred Leslie Grace as Batgirl, Michael Keaton returning as Batman, and Brendan Fraser as the villain Firefly. They finished the entire movie.
What year?
2022. This was a big deal.
Did you say Michael Keaton was back as Batman?
Yeah, I can't believe you forgot that. Well, I'm not surprised at the things that you forget. This was a big deal in 2022, and people were shocked that they had filmed this Batgirl movie. Similar how they did the Coyote versus the Roadrunner kind of thing. Mm. They abruptly decided not to air it. The official explanation was a new strategy for DC and HBO movies, with CEO David Zaslav saying the company's job was to protect the DC brand. So they just treated it as a financial loss. All right, next up. The Revenge of the Nerds remake.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was going to be a African-American.
Yeah, I had never heard of Leslie Grace. Maybe I recognize her from something. Mm.
So, did you know there was a Revenge of the Nerds remake?
What time period are we talking about here?
2006.
No, but that sounds like something they would have pulled about then.
Filming began in Georgia. 2 weeks into filming, everything fell apart. The production had originally planned to shoot at Emory University, but Emory reportedly backed out after reading the script. Considering the original movie includes sexual assault by deception, which it does. I don't know if you remember that.
This is Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah, Revenge of the Nerds is a notorious scene of...
I'm thinking of the one in Animal House. So there was a notorious scene in Animal House.
Where the topless
one. Where the girl is, well, I don't know. That was kind of like 80s sex comedy. You know, it was very fluent with implications. I mean, it just was. You see that in movies and it seems completely wildly inappropriate today.
Well, I guess something similar must have been in the script because.
Also, was it going to be.
Pull out.
Isn't Emory a historically black college?
It's a Georgia college, but I don't believe it's an HBU.
Okay. Because that would have meant they were doing a whole, you know, if they were filming
a race angle on it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. All right. Next up. Hold on. Sorry. Something's Got to Give. Have you heard of this?
Something's Got to Give. I think I've seen a movie called Something's Got to Give.
It was supposed to be Marilyn Monroe's big comeback. But instead, the 1962 movie co-starring Dean Martin became her final unfinished film.
Hey, I had to look it up. So, Emory, not HBCU?
I told you that.
But it was a Methodist university, so maybe they objected on that reason.
I told you it wasn't HBCU. Yeah.
I just had to check for myself.
Why?
I don't know. Just wanted to see.
Because you don't trust me?
Yeah, I don't trust you.
All right. So, are you even paying attention to what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did I just say?
The thing, the Marilyn Monroe, her big comeback picture.
Okay.
Something's Got to Give.
Something's Got to Give. That's true. She missed a lot of the early shoot because she was suffering from health problems. And then she had to leave to go sing Happy Birthday to John F. Kennedy. And then she returned, filmed a swimming pool scene where she appeared nude or close to nude in a moment that became legendary, even though the movie never got released. And then she died.
Or was killed by the Kennedys. Was killed.
Next up, 1994's The Fantastic Four. It's one of the funniest pieces of superhero history.
Seen clips of it.
Because it was both a real movie and never meant to be a real movie at all.
They were squatting on the IP, on the intellectual property, and if they didn't make a Fantastic Four, they ran the risk of losing the rights to any future Fantastic
That's
Four.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
90s producer Bernard Eichinger was about to lose the rights to Marvel's First Family, unless it went to in production, so he talked to B-movie legend Roger Corman and made a full-length Fantastic Four movie for about $1 million.
Yeah, they never wanted...
Did you have to look it up again?
Yeah, I had to look it up again.
Why?
I just thought, I don't know, I just thought in
so
my head that Emory
I told you
was
Emory
an
was not an HBCU, yeah. And then you Wikipedia'd it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you
and then
got...
you still didn't believe.
Yeah.
You're wrong, bitch.
Yeah,
you're wrong. Sometimes you don't know shit.
You have to find out for yourself sometimes.
You dumb.
Anyway, I've seen some clips of this. Yeah, it looks like the thing is made out of a guy wearing rubber rocks is what it looks like.
Rubber rock and not well cast. The movie has become a cult object through bootlegs, clips, and the documentary Doomed, the Untold Story of Roger Corman's The Fantastic Four.
But, again, it was just so they could squat on that property. They had to make something. They had to put something out on a film. Did they ever show it, or just the fact that they made it?
They made it, and then bootleg like clips came out. Yeah. They made it, but it never got released. Okay.
It's something, all right.
And finally, this one's actually very interesting. I mentioned how there was Coyote versus Acme and then the Batgirl. So this is kind of a recent...
Wait, what's the status with Coyote versus Acme?
That one is coming out.
But it had been shelved.
Yes.
And they said never
for
coming
similar
out,
reasons.
Now it is. Okay.
Yes. Golden, a Pharrell Williams-inspired coming-of-age musical, seemed to have all the ingredients of a movie people would want to see. Pharrell Williams, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're happy.
Okay, I'm glad you know that. Director Michelle Gondry, who did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, a cast that included Halle Berry, Quinta Brunson, Janelle Monáe, Missy Elliott, Andre 3000. So Pharrell described the movie as a musical expedition set in the summer of 1977, Virginia Beach, adding it's a coming-of-age story about self-discovery and pursuing your dreams. I'm pretty sure that it kind of was based on his life.
And his love of enormous
of music,
hats.
And of life. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's a
hat,
that's
the kind of hat that you're like secretly, like you can reach into it into a quantum dimension and pull stuff out. That's like a Felix the Cat hat.
Okay, so according to Variety, $20 million had been spent.
What?
Yes. But the people involved ultimately decided the film was just not working. Pharrell and Godrey said in a statement, "When all of us got into the editing room, we collectively decided there wasn't anything here."
20 million into it.
We looked at the footage and decided nobody should ever see this. Universal reportedly absorbed the cost.
Pharrell Williams was all hat and no cap.
That's going to be a good way to end it today. Thanks for listening to the AfterBuzz podcast. Don't forget to listen to the Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, when everything is working correctly. And you can always hear us on 95.5 KLQ, El Paso's best rock. Talk to y'all next time.